You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
WRCT Pittsburgh. Hi, this is Peter, and this is the New and Newer Music Show. I play new music for you every Sunday night from 9 to 11 p.m. This week, we have new music from the Goonsacks, Tourist, and Editors, and we also have Water Trash here in the studio, and they have album release party coming up this week, and they're going to talk about their new album. We'll play some songs off of their newest album. But first, let's check out, and I love this new song from this new track from Viagra Boys. This is Ain't No Thief.
I ain't no thief.
Row House Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme showing classic, cult, foreign, animation, fun, and fascinating films in a magical setting. Their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at www.rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. And if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Okay, so that was, you probably know that was a cover. That was a cover of, that's the Goonsacks, who were coming to Pittsburgh. They're opening for Spoon and Interpol in a few weeks or months. And that's their cover of Steal My Sunshine. Before that, Ammo and the Sniffers with Hurts. And that was a pretty rockin' tune. Before that, Jack White with Fear of the Dawn. And we started off with another band who's coming to Pittsburgh. That was the Viagra Boys with Ain't No Thief. And I'm super pumped to have Water Trash here in the theater. I saw them last night at the, what was it, the Pittsburgh Pop?
It's Oakland Pop Festival.
Oh, Oakland Pop Festival. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You guys had a blast, right?
I know. I'd say so.
Yeah. Oh, and yeah, I should say, this is really Ryan and Ryan. And Ryan took his shirt off and something happened. I didn't know what happened, but he came back and he was all wet. And he was playing the synth or the keys with his nose.
Yeah, I dipped in the... I don't know what the fountain's called.
It's the one right in front of Frick Fine Arts.
Oh, is that what fountain you did? That's yeah, where you went. All right.
Did a nice like dip in and out and in front of a bunch of like, you know, sorority girls getting their graduation pictures. and then walked back.
I know I had a couple people come up to me at the merch table and show me videos they took. And they said they were going to send it to us. I have not received them yet, but I am going to start hounding people tomorrow. I'm going to give people the benefit of the doubt on day one.
You
know?
Nice.
But I was like, I was too busy, you know, being on stage. I want to see that.
So you guys have a new album coming out this week, mm-hmm, and you're playing a lot of the tracks this week at Mr. Small's on when is that, Thursday?
Or no, Saturday.
Saturday. Yeah, okay.
April 30th.
Awesome. Yep. Cool. And so this is your release party, your album release party.
Yep. Yep.
Cool. So can you tell us something about like the feel of this album?
It's called Trash Is Always Greener. It's kind of really all over the place. It's got like, you know, yeah, some sex robot blues.
Yeah, it's like there's songs that are definitely like dancey and almost new wave-esque, but we also... Yeah, I'll make sure I'm getting in on that, Mike. But yeah, like definitely some like new wave vibes on a lot of songs, but then there's also like some like big old psych rock jams. Yeah, we literally have a blues song about sex robots. You know, it's like there's a little something for everybody, and I think that's what's cool about it. I think more than like we've been known to genre hop in the past, but we've never really genre hopped within the same project.
Nice.
So this feels more like holistic. And like, it captures a lot of the different things we do under one roof.
Awesome.
Whereas before it was like, oh, we'll do like a jazzy inspired EP and then like go back and make heavy songs for an album. But this is more throwing everything together. And it's like, I think for the first time, it's like, oh, this is like all of Water Trash at once.
Nice.
But yeah, Trash Is Always Greener, April 30th.
Cool.
At Mr. Smalls. We're super excited about it.
And are you playing with anyone else?
Oh, yeah. We're going to be joined by our friends in Silver Car Crash, Melt, who was with us at Oakland Pop Festival yesterday. They're fantastic. And also our friends from down in Morgantown, West Virginia, Natural Rat.
Nice.
Who are also fantastic. I can never say enough good things about them.
And it was, I'd never seen you guys until yesterday, and it was a super fun show. And you have a pretty energetic audience. Like, people are you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really know how, but people just dig it. I think because we also dig it, but...
Yeah. I think, yeah, it's really just a matter, I think, and I've had people come up to, like, me and say this, it's just like, yeah, it's like, you guys are just fun to watch, and it's just like, I think the crowd feeds off that, and it just creates the positive feedback loop, if you will. But yeah, I think yesterday was pretty cool, too, because just, we were the last band of the day starting around 7:45. It's still light out, and then as you know, we're playing as the sun is setting and getting dark, and it was just like, you know, my ability to see outward was decreasing, but also I was still seeing the same amount of people because people just kept coming in and coming in. And by the end of the show, I'm like, wow, there are so many people like right up here. I was like, this is awesome.
That's awesome.
So I really felt like, yeah, I don't know. It's a beautiful thing. It's cool that just people enjoy what we do.
Awesome. I know I enjoyed it, so.
Thank you.
So let's play one track, and this is off your upcoming album, correct?
Yep.
It's Up All Night, or Up at Night, excuse me.
Yep. It's like a playlist edit.
Okay.
So it's really like 10 minutes long with like a bunch of like, I like produce like drum machines and like a Riders on the Storm outro.
Yeah.
But.
this is the song minus like 3 solo sections and a whole outro.
That's impressive.
But we decided, yeah, like a 10-11 minute single probably wasn't the vibe, but we still wanted it as a single. So this is hence the playlist edit,
the radio edit.
Now it's the radio edit.
So I'm gonna play this. Are you guys willing to stick around for a little bit longer? We can make, play another track after this, or?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, cool. So check out, this is the newest from Water Trash. This is Up at Night.
Yeah. Maybe time will catch on.
A single ember that escapes from a wildfire can travel over a mile, carrying a world of trouble. It can land, ignite, and destroy your home and community. With simple steps to adapt to wildfires, like clearing areas around buildings, knowing community safety zones, you can help protect your home and community from wildfire damage. But becoming fire adapted is more than one person can take on alone. It takes a community to protect a home. Visit fireadapted.org today for more ways to help protect your home and community from wildfires. This is a public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and WRCT. And the average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone. Today in the U.S., companies are struggling to fill more than 4 million entry-level positions, and because of outdated hiring practices like these, employers are missing out on a great pool of untapped talent. That's 6 million young adults. Despite their motivation, loyalty, and hard work, the grads of life lack opportunity, often because they have yet to earn traditional credentials employers value. So maybe it's time we look beyond the resume and look to grads of life. Discover new ways to develop great talent that are so much more than what's on paper at gradsoflife.org. Okay, so that was news from Tourist. That was Avalanche. Before that, Like Eli with Highway to Your Heart. Before that, the newest from Hot Chip with Down, and I like that track. I know they're coming to Stage AE in a few months. And we started off the set with the band that's in the studio, Water Trash. That was Up at Night, and that was an extremely edited version of that track, right?
Yep, 3 minutes instead of like 10.
Nice. Do you have any other long tracks on this, or what are the lengths of some of these of the songs on your upcoming album?
I feel like it's a bunch of like 2 minute 30 singles, and then it's just like a 10 minute song
in the middle of it for no reason.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then there's like a pretty like pretty epic like boomer rock song that's like 5 minutes long.
Oh, and what is that?
It's called Venus to Mars.
Yeah, it's got some 12 string guitars. It's got some E chords, some G chords. You know, mm-hmm. It's got a little
C sharp minor.
Yeah, it's got a lot of different notes in it. But I'd say, I don't know, something about it. It's got a little 60s flair to it for sure.
Yeah, I sampled the 60s Apollo launch mission.
I forgot about that. Yeah,
and then the album ends with JFK talking about it too, but not that's relevant, I suppose.
Awesome. Speaking of 60s rock, and I'm here with, but I should also mention I'm here with Ryan and Ryan. So Ryan was just talking, and that was keyboard Ryan. And you like 60s music, and we're gonna play coming up. We will play a track that you'd like to hear. Right.
And yep. Some Doors.
Some Doors. And you're a Doors fan.
Love the Doors.
Cool. Nice. Okay.
Kind of defined his life path. No big deal.
And other Ryan. The other Ryan sings and plays guitar. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. And what's your request? What you? I don't know if request is the right word. You wanted to hear a song?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to hear some Ron Gallo because I'm always trying to turn people on to him because I think he is pound for pound the greatest rock and roller happening right now. He's just awesome.
But and he's
I'm excited to hear some of that.
Nice. And he's a Philly guy, you said?
Yeah.
Cool.
Not, you know, thoughts about Philadelphia aside.
So we'll be playing some of those tracks coming up, but I do want to play some more Water Trash first. So we're going to play another track in a second here, but let's talk a little about it first. It's called Yellowstoned, and that's an interesting title. Can you elaborate on?
Yeah, I was writing the lyrics with Carter. We like went through like 20 revisions of what the chorus should be and like what the song should be about. But basically, we thought it'd be funny if it was about, like, kind of making fun of people who like get really high and anxious.
You're sitting there smoking weed, and then you're thinking about all the things that could go wrong. And I think the song is definitely about that. You know,
like the Yellowstone exploding, so then we all just die from like nuclear winter, or
Oh, okay. So that's because I was like, it sounds like it has nothing to do with national parks.
Yeah, I guess it's like hard references, and there's like a I'm pretty proud. There's like a solar flare reference, and then I like automate out all the electronic instruments. So it's just acoustic guitar and piano, and then there's like a bluegrass riff. So there's nice. Like, it's a pretty clever stoner song, I feel.
Yeah. It's like, it's probably the most like Ween thing we've ever done.
Oh, that's awesome.
But yeah, I don't know. It's fun. And I think we've started playing this one live, and I think it's been cool to see the crowd's reaction, because I feel like this is, so I mean, I guess the single came out sometime in January, but like we've really only had so many chances to like play it in front of people. But I think this is one of those ones where like by the end of the song, you see everybody getting into it. So,
You were talking about releasing stuff. Like, how do you guys sell your tracks online, or what? How exactly? What do you do? Do you sell it at the release party? Does everything go straight to Spotify?
Yeah, we just upload it to streaming services and then sell CDs. Eventually, maybe we'll do vinyl. We'd like to, but that's
if you know a guy, hit us up.
But yeah, don't really make. We make all our money from like ticket sales and shirts.
Yeah,
basically.
Cool. Nice.
Yeah, but like, yeah, in terms of like where the music is, it's anywhere you can find it. Like we're on Bandcamp, we're on Spotify, Apple Music.
Oh, also. So you are on Bandcamp.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's I think that's one of the better places because you
for sure
a lot of the money actually goes to you, right? Yeah. Directly. I don't know what percent you know people get, but.
Way more than anybody else, but I can't think off the top of my head, but yeah, in terms of like a platform that actually supports artists, that is without a doubt the best.
Cool. Nice. Okay, cool. So, one other thing before we play Yellowstone, you guys are playing a show for anybody who just tuned in. You're playing a show, at Mr. Smalls next Saturday.
Yep. April 30th, Mr. Smalls.
Doors at 7, show at 8.
Yep. We're just Water Trash on Instagram, yeah. Facebook, etc.
Yeah, at Water Trash.
Posters and stuff, pictures are there.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah, if you follow us on there, there's no way you will not hear about it over the next week. I promise you that. Because that's my job, so. to make sure you know.
Cool. Okay. So this is the newest from Water Trash, and this is Yellowstone.
no point to try. Don't do anything, let life pass you by. We're all gonna die, there's no point to try.
What's better than an hour of classic and traditional blues music? 2 hours of the Deep Blues Hour. Join Steve every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. for 2 hours of classic and traditional blues, only here on WRCT Pittsburgh. And how about them apples? What you throw comes back at you. Join Dara at 6 p.m. every Sunday for some wicked tunes from jungle to experimental sax to Iranian psych rock. And was she on today? I don't think she was on today. Was she? No, I don't think so. So I guess Dara was not on today. But yeah. Anyway, I am here in the studio with Water Trash. And let me mention a few tracks they requested. The two Ryans are here from Water Trash. And one Ryan recommended The Changeling from The Doors, and the other Ryan recommended Love Supreme Work Together from Ron Gallo. And those were pretty cool tracks. Like, can you maybe, Ryan, keyboard player Ryan, is that like accurate? What instruments do you play? A lot.
Well, the keyboards, and I'll sing a little bit. I yell on one of the songs on the album as well. mostly keyboard, organ, synthesizer, sometimes piano.
Oh, cool. And you do like some of the production stuff, it sounds like, too,
yep.
Correct?
Yeah, over COVID, I kind of learned how to mix. I wouldn't say I'm great, but we don't suck at it anymore, at least.
I'm gonna just say, no, he basically handles most of that stuff. Like,
cool.
But not most of that stuff. Like, for this record, pretty much all of it.
Nice.
Like, in terms of production, it's like, we'll come to him with ideas and then he'll execute. Not that he doesn't have ideas. I'm saying like, we're all creating what we want, but then like in terms of executing it, like he's the guy 100%.
Nice. So Ryan, can you tell us a little about why you picked The Changeling, what that song means to you maybe, or?
I think my dad showed me that when I was in eighth grade. I don't really know the Doors were. I'm like, that's pretty sweet, because I was like just learning the piano. But I just picked it up because it was out of L.A. Woman. And then last night, that bass line just gets ripped off a lot. I think, like, isn't Funky Town kind of the same bass line too?
Absolutely.
Bum, 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 bum. But, you know, it's got Jim Morrison being drunk and yelling about running out of money. So it's pretty cool. It's got sweet organ. I think that's one of the best organ tones probably out of the whole Doors discography.
Oh.
At least for Hammond organ, he does.
Gotcha. So you like, so that's interesting. So he's using a Hammond.
I'm pretty certain that's a Hammond. It might be like a C3 on LA Woman, not a B3. I don't know much more than that, other than that's like a relatively unique organ to pick.
Cool.
Awesome. But anyways.
That's awesome. And Ryan, you picked Ron Gallo, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And that was definitely not what I was expecting. Tell us about Ron Gallo.
Certified wild man. I don't know. Like, the thing I enjoy about him is like he's just so comfortable being himself. If you look across his records, like they're all over the place, and he definitely just has fun with it. Like, his last record that came out is called Piecemeal, and like, after making rock music, he basically just flipped it on his head. And that's like very like, it almost reminds me of like Tyler, the Creator in a lot of ways. Like, it's just like very like flowery and like electronic inspired. And he has another EP that's hilarious called Really Nice Guys. And that one is like basically just like an entire sarcastic EP of songs about the music industry and just like how ridiculous things can be. But it's like, and then the album that this is off, Stardust Birthday Party, like, if I was going to recommend, like, one album to people ever, this is, like, one that continually comes up, because I just, something about it just, like, really speaks to me, and it's just great.
So, is this track representative of the album, this particular album?
I would say it's one of the centerpieces, but, like, in terms of, like, do all the songs sound mostly like this one? Probably not, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think, in general, it's a little more, there's a harder edge to things, and he's a little